أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألك أهل الكتاب أن تنزل عليهم كتابا من السماء، فقد سألوا موسى أكبر من ذلك فقالوا أرنا الله جهرة فأخذتهم الصاعقة بظلمهم، ثم اتخذوا العجل من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات فعفونا عن ذلك، وآتينا موسى سلطانا مبينا، ورفعنا فوقهم الطور بميثاقهم، وقلنا لهم ادخلوا الباب سجدا، وقلنا لهم لا تعدوا في السبت، وأخذنا منهم ميثاقا غليظا. صدق الله العظيم. We discussed the second half of verse 153 and then 154, inshallah. In verse 153 yesterday we discussed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala consoled our Nabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the Yahud had asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a kitab that would come down from Allah ta'ala in a written form. But Allah ta'ala consoled Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that despite the fact that they brought iman in Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, they asked Musa alayhi salatu wa salam for even more absurd requests and demands, and that was that they wanted to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly, and then Allah ta'ala had sent a thunderbolt, a lightning that struck them. ثُمَّ اتَّخَذُوا الْإِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. Another, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when Allah had emancipated the Bani Israel from Fir'aun, the clutches of Fir'aun and the people of Fir'aun, now they came to a place of peace and sanctity. There was no more dhulam, no more oppression upon them. Now they required a way of life, a deen. And this, according to some narrations, they requested Musa alayhi salatu wa salam for a code of conduct, a code of life. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given them the Torah. And when the Torah was given to them, Allah ta'ala called Musa alayhi salatu wa salam rather to give him the Torah, to give him the scriptures. And when Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had gone, then they began to worship the calf that was made out of gold. This was the initiation of a person by the name of Samiri. He had, at a time when Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam had come to Musa alayhi salam, he had collected some of the sand or the earth on which the horse of Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam had set foot. And he knew that this was something that was auspicious. The Bani Israel had the gold and the jewelry of their masters from the people of Fir'aun. And the result was he had collected all that gold, put it together, and he threw some of this dust into that calf that was made of gold. Allah Ta'ala miraculously made this calf make the sounds that animals would make, that cows would make. And then the Bani Israel began to believe, or part of the Bani Israel began to believe, that this is a deity, this is a god, and they began to worship it. Now, notwithstanding the fact that they had been emancipated from Fir'aun, they made this request to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had gone to the appointed place, but yet they had worshipped this calf, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ اتَّخَذُوا الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. That after the clear signs had come to them, the miracles of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam were quite evident, but yet they had left Allah Ta'ala, they left the tariqah of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and they had taken the calf as a deity. فَعَفَوْنَا عَنْ ذَلِكَ. Allah Ta'ala says, then we had forgiven you, we had pardoned you from that also, and that pardon was that those that worshipped the calf were killed by those who had not worshipped the calf. But all in all, Allah Ta'ala had forgiven them for that. وَآتَيْنَا مُوسَى سُلْطَانًا مُبِينًا. And we had granted Musa alayhi salatu wassalam the evident, the manifest evidence, and that was that Allah Ta'ala had given him the revelation of how to adjudicate in the matter when his people renegated upon Allah Ta'ala. وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَهُمُ الطُّورَ بِمِيثَاقِهِمْ. Now when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had come with the Torah, and he said, this is the kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, some of them did not believe, like we discussed yesterday. 70 were taken to the appointed place. They again turned away from Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, wanting to see Allah Ta'ala. And then when they came back with the evidence that this is the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, however, they obliterated the command of Allah by saying that Allah's command is that you practice upon what is easy, what you can, what you cannot leave out. So they also, they were not truthful and honest insofar as that amanat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The Bani Israel refused now to accept this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says at that time, وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَهُمُ الطُّورِ. We had raised Mount Tur above their heads. And when Mount Tur was raised above their heads, they then decided to believe and to accept the kitab of Allah ta'ala. بِمِيثَاقِهِمْ. With their covenant, with their promise that they will fulfill the command of Allah ta'ala. وَقُلْنَا لَهُمُ دُخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا. At a time when the Bani Israel were in the valley of Tih for a period of 40 years, and they had manna and salwa, and at that time when they desired to eat foods besides that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then commanded them, enter the city and over there you will get the food of your desire. However, one condition is that when you enter, you will enter making sajda, ibadat of Allah ta'ala, humbling yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, the Bani Israel went the other way, that instead of putting their forehead on the ground, they turned their faces towards the sky and their backs towards the ground. And in that way, they openly violated the commandment of Allah ta'ala. وَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ لَا تَعْدُوا فِي السَّبْتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, besides the Saturday, the Sabbath, every other day will be permissible for you to earn, for you to have whatever you want. The people on the coast used to fish. Allah Ta'ala's test upon them came that on every other day there would not be so many fish that would surface up towards the water, but on that Saturday that Allah Ta'ala had prohibited, the Bani Israel then invented a way in which they will find a loophole so that they will violate the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had transformed them into apes and to swines. So all of this, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. And we had taken a very solemn pledge from them, a very strong pledge from them, that these are the do's, these are the don'ts. But the Bani Israel, despite the fact that they had brought iman in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, this last incident of the Sabbath was in the time of Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. They had violated and broken all these commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, do not be grieved by the fact that now they make demands upon you of a particular mode of revelation, a particular kind of revelation. They have this history of the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And once again, for you and I, we have brought iman in Allah Ta'ala. We have brought iman in our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For us, the Sahaba have left the legacy of sami'na wa ata'na. We heard the command of Allah, and we will try to obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.